With Medicaid expansion, there are increased costs to the states, even in those states which have accepted Medicaid expansion and increased federal funding for it. Other state services may have to be reduced, even in states which have not accepted Medicaid expansion. Medicaid is actually a safety net for the poorest and most vulnerable Americans, but expansion changes this. It reduces the access to care for others who are already in the system. The single adult able-bodied American is competing for care with those who need the care as a safety net. It severely underpays doctors and hospitals, and the number of Medicaid providers are declining. It compensates doctors an average of 50% less than the private insurance. By CBO estimates, by the time of full implementation of Obamacare, one out of every six hospitals will be in the red because of severe underpayment from Medicaid and Medicare. The Medicaid expansion does not reduce inappropriate utilization of emergency rooms. A recent study showed Medicaid patients utilized the emergency rooms for their routine care 40% more than those who are uninsured. Medicaid has the worst clinical outcomes compared with any other medical program. There are worse outcomes, including conditions such as heart disease, cancer, complications from major surgery, transplants, and AIDS. These outcomes are dependent of patient factors and reflect the program itself. It may be no better than having no insurance at all. A recent study comparing Medicaid patients with those who are uninsured showed no difference in blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels after 2 years of observation. In short, Medicaid expansion has reduced access to care, increases cost of care, and places people within the program that has the worst possible outcomes to care.